We have Mr. St. Germain on.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. My name is Mark St. Germain. I am president of St. Germain, an environmental consulting and engineering firm based in Westbrook. We design and permit recycling facilities. We're recycling people and provide programs to recycling and disposal facility operators that help them maintain compliance with their operating licenses and environmental regulations. For 28 years, our firm has worked with communities and companies to manage their solid waste and hazardous waste in a manner that is protective of the environment in accordance with Maine's solid waste management hierarchy and is physically and economically achievable. The testimony I'm about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I am streamlining my written testimony that I previously provided, but I'd like to briefly comment on the board's interest in the use of tarps versus recycled daily cover material in Maine's landfills. Daily cover is needed, of course, to reduce litter, trap landfill gases, and avoid vectors. And tarps are used in other parts of the country. They have been tried in Maine, my understanding is they have not been proven to be very practical in these northern climates, think ice, snow. Our alternative is a cover material that is either virgin or recycled. And thankfully, recycled materials can serve that purpose, which greatly reduces the need for virgin materials. But about the petition, St. Germain opposes a citizen petition to initiate rulemaking that would amend Chapter 400 because the proposed language adds ambiguity when determining that a waste disposal facility is not a public benefit. Because the proposed language offers vague definitions of equal protection and environmental justice, leaving implementation of the rule wide open for interpretation. And because it is an attempt to circumvent the recent extensive review process in Maine's legislature, regarding the very same issue. In short, what the petition suggests is just not good policy. Rulemaking, by its very nature, is intended to define and clarify the requirements needed to comply with legislation. The proposed petition language does not define or bring clarity to the regulations as they regard the determination of public benefit. The terms equal protection and environmental justice have been added to describe how waste handling facilities ought to be sited and operated. Frankly, who wouldn't support equal protection and environmental justice? These ideas have always been important and should continue to be considered through the public input during the permitting process. The question today is how does one regulate at any level of consistency to the proposed terms that are being defined, that are being provided in the definition, which are by the definition vague. So adding ambiguous language to the regulations lead to inconsistent implementation of the rule and is essentially contrary to the intent of rulemaking. Including the proposed definitions of equal protection and environmental justice are undefined terms like environmental pollution, meaningful involvement, unfair burden, and environmental hazards. Environmental pollution and environmental hazards are so far reaching, those terms are so far reaching that the DEP has pages upon pages of regulations attempting to define and regulate them across air, water, and soil mediums. These terms should not be left for interpretation, nor buried under definitions of one chapter in Maine's solid waste management regulations. Terms meaningful involvement, and unfair burden are again left to interpretation. Does meaningful involvement mean that a person or persons should be on the permit writing team? Is a burden unfair if a person or persons disagrees with the facility owner, the operator, or the DEP about how to best manage the recycling or disposal at a particular facility? Does it matter where the objectors live or if they have any technical knowledge of the science and engineering behind the waste management activity? Ask anyone attending this meeting today and those terms, ask about what those terms mean, and you will likely get different answers from each person attending for each term. Interpretation of the language in the petition will be impossible to implement consistently. Chapter 400, as it currently stands, has gone through an intensive vetting process to ensure everyone with an opinion on the regulation has the ability to provide input. There were opportunities for submittal of comments, public hearings, and review of multiple drafts at both the BEP and legislative levels. Earlier in this legislative session, the public benefit of Maine's recycling and disposal laws was reviewed by the legislators in our committee, as discussed earlier. As part of the review process, there was extensive input from regulators, industry, municipalities, special interest groups, and general public. Testimony confirmed the reality that tweaks to Maine's waste management infrastructure affect us all. Let's not be ambiguous. Regulatory uncertainty and attempts to address one group's ideals over another can have real consequences. They can cause facilities to close, blow out municipal budgets, they can raise disposal fees, all of which affect the pockets of every Mainer and therefore can detrimentally affect Maine's environment and its economy. In the end, the ENR committee voted unanimously to enact PL 619, an act to preserve the state's landfill capacity and promote recycling. Were the people representing all parties that were at the that were there that were not entirely happy with the legislative outcome? Absolutely. But PL 619 preserves and promotes Maine's solid waste management hierarchy. It was well vetted and approved by our legislative body representing all corners of the state. St. Germain respectfully urges you to oppose the petition to amend Chapter 400. The language in the petition is ambiguous, does not promote Maine's solid waste management hierarchy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. St. Germain. Questions from the board? Yes, Mr. Pelletier.
Hello, Mr. St. Germain. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Mr. Pelletier.
A lot of the comments you're talking about are these social injustice, and I think that's something to work on. But I'm go back to, you brought up the TARP issue, and just in terms of some of the comments that were that have been talked about today, and the amount of material that's brought in of cover material relative to the amount of material that has to be disposed, the comment about a shell game in terms of that material. I still go back to, the better ways that we might be able to deal with this. And you kind of at the beginning here brought this up and just said it's difficult to work with. TARPs are difficult to work with. And I'm not suggesting TARPs or other synthetic covers, you know, are an answer here, but isn't there, if it's being used, are there ways that, you know, we've got some good engineers in this country, in this state, and a lot of good people who've done a lot of good work. Are there better ways of having a daily cover instead of using virgin soil, instead of using other material that could poses, you know, a potential risk itself? Why not investigate other kinds of materials like better synthetic covers that can be moved in cold temperatures and other things. I guess I'm looking for reasons that something like that shouldn't be better investigated.
Yeah, thanks for the question. As I mentioned, we're recycle guys and we're not landfill guys. We know enough about landfills, know a lot about them just because we've been in the industry. But I will try to answer your question. It is my understanding that things that sound good sometimes aren't always, you know, don't always work. And practical solutions, I believe there's a landfill in the state that's got tarps and is sitting in a corner somewhere. Things that sound like they would work well don't always work. I've heard of all kinds of cover materials, spray on, foamish kind of stuff, all kinds of things that that might work in certain applications. Almost all of them are in the South. But I'll be real candid on it's not my direct area. All I know is I know that our company would work on alternates to virgin materials that would be used at landfills. So those questions, Dana probably knows more about it than anybody, but those questions would be better served to go directly to, you know, I agree with you. Why wouldn't one look into it? Sure. And I'm sure it has been.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Other questions for Mr. St. Germain from the board? Seeing none, any questions for Mr. Madore? No. Okay. Thank you, Mr. St. Germain.
Sure. Thank you.